Don't ask me why, but I was walking down the streets of Fairfax, California, and I saw this flyer hanging on a telephone pole, and it said, "Can God fill teeth?" That's right. For a $10 donation, you could see silver fillings turn to gold and other supernormal dental happenings. New caps, filled cavities, bring a flashlight and a mirror to observe.
Wait a minute. Didn't I just read about how cops are getting parents to plant bugging devices in their kids' teeth so if they disappear, they can track them before they wind up on the backs of milk cartons and all that? And didn't I read that these devices can go two-way and everything I do or say is all going on a tape somewhere right now, planted in my cavities? And they didn't even tell me! No wonder every bad thing in and out of my mouth keeps winding up on my employment record! All those fillings! All those crowns! I'll show them who's boss of my big mouth! Where's the pliers? God damn it, where's the pliers? Wilma! Where'd you put my electric drill? This is all coming out right now! Today!
Tell me what to do. It's worth eating baby spoon the rest of my life, you pee man. Bastard! Probably won't understand me anyway.
Oh, 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 oh Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. Kicking us off was Lard, Can God Fill Teeth. I was in the dentist earlier today getting a root canal, and I spent 3 hours with a fucked up big lump of rubber over my face and lots of wires and drill bits sticking out of one of my back teeth. And I feel surprisingly alright now, but that could be down to the painkillers and beer. So Lard kicking us off, and then Deep in the Woods 66, Kill the Snake. That's off that, I think it's a freely available album on Bandcamp, and it's Tommy O'Sullivan behind that. He's produced loads of Irish bands, done some deadly stuff, and I'll play one of them other bands next. This is Yurt off their first album. This is Push Me.
We'll be right back.
you had a bit of Motorhead. That's Heartbreaker. That's off their album from 2 years ago, I think it is. Yeah, Aftershock. And before that, you had Subyurt. Yurt have a new album coming out in the future. Because if you know Yurt, you know it could be any time. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be deadly, whatever it is. And as soon as it's available, I'll be playing it here. So, yeah, moving on. I'm going to play some Black Willows. They're from Switzerland. This is off their album called Haze. This song is Neptune. We'll be right back. Mirander there by Sungrazer, and before that, Black Willow's Neptune. Nice stony 20 minutes there, 15 minutes, whatever. So sitting back drinking some beer there and watching the bubbler on a fermenter go. It was quite nice. So, yeah, the beer I was drinking earlier was one of my own. It was a Chinook IPA. And it's damn tasty. It's getting better with age. It's in a keg about 2.5 weeks now. And it's very drinkable. So, the beer I'm reviewing this week is another Four Pure. I reviewed the Four Pure Pale Ale a couple of weeks ago, and it was fucking gorgeous. So, I was down the offie there the other night, and they had the IPA. And, like, yeah, it's fucking lovely. It's 6.5%. It's much hoppier than the pale ale. It's a bit more bitter. The IBUs on it are 65, so it's up there in the well into the IPA range. It's 6.5%. Yeah, that's gives the original gravity of that's fucking 15.0p. Don't know what that one is, but yeah, I'm gonna have something now. Yeah, lovely hoppy character, very really nice aftertaste on it. That one type of aftertaste you smell, and I'd totally recommend it. The only downside is it's a bit fucking pricey, like 333 cl cans for a tenner. Like, it is lovely, but unless I win the fucking lotto, I won't be buying it too often. But as IPAs go, it's spot on. It's from the English brewery, Four Pure Brewing Company, and I would give this one, I'd give it a 7.5 out of 10. It's damn tasty. Give it a shot if you're feeling rich and want to treat yourself. Anyway, moving on with music. Here's some Torch, Sundown. reanimated sacrifice there. Yep, gonna keep the tempo up a bit from now until the end of the show. Here's some Morbid Angel.
We'll be right back.
Chapel of Ghouls from Altars of Madness. Yeah, forgot how much I love that song. It's fucking deadly. We're almost at the end of the show. If you want to get in touch, you can email hmd@radioactiveinternational.org or on Twitter at hmdintheradio. So if you're listening on Radioactive on Thursday evening, stay tuned for This Show Rocks next. And if you're listening on Grip of Delusion, stay tuned for the Wicked Ladies Show. So, Death are going to be playing here for 20th anniversary of Symbolic. I'm not too sure the dates. I'll root them out for next week. So I'm going to leave you with a song off that album. This is Empty Words. See you next week.